Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 7th day of Pesach, the 21st day of Nisan, Tavshin Pebeis. Masech Dekloim, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Chamesh, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah continues the theme of the previous one, where we had a machlokes about whether a person can prohibit someone else's produce by spreading a vine over it, or sowing produce in someone's vineyard. And we're going to learn here about Rabbi Yossi bringing a proof to his opinion that a person cannot prohibit someone else's produce by trying to sow something like a crops in a vineyard of his friend. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, there was a story, Echod, with a fellow, Zora, as Karmi Bashvis, who sowed crops in his vineyard, vegetables or crops in his vineyard, in the Shemitah year. Now, Shemitah year, we know, is the year that all produce grown then is hefker. It's not yours. It becomes, the Torah says you can't show ownership for it. It becomes hefker for all. And this story came up before Rabbi Akiva, v'maisel fin Rabbi Akiva, v'omar, and he said, Ein adam mekadesh davar she'eino shelo. A person cannot prohibit, make osur something that's not his. And basically what he was saying was that since this fellow sowed his vineyard in Shemitah, which he shouldn't have done, that's like sowing in someone else's vineyard. It's not yours, it's not his. And a person cannot prohibit, make something someone else's produce osur. And therefore, by him sowing the produce, even in his own vineyard, he doesn't make anything osur, not the vineyard, nor the zera, nor the crops. Well, once Rabbi Akiva paskened this way, Rabbi Yossi brought this as a proof, as support to his words in the previous Mishnah. And indeed, that's how the Rambam paskens. If a person starts to stretch a vine of his friend over his produce of his friend, he doesn't make any of them prohibited. And therefore, one who sows his kerem, his vineyard in Shemitah, because it's not considered his vineyard, everything is hefker in the year of Shemitah, like he's not mekadosh, he doesn't make it prohibited by now. Rabbeinu Shimshon, however, adds a qualification. And he says, the grapes won't become osur, but the vines themselves will become osur if they were left long enough, if the crops were left long enough so that the vines increased growth by 0.5%, 1/200th. Why? Because the zmores, the actual branches, are not hefker. And therefore, they are, a person can make them prohibited if it's his own vineyard. The grapes that are not his, because the Torah is mafkir, the grapes of produce in the Shemitah year. The Torah is not mafkir, however, the branches of the vine in the Shemitah year. And if they increase their growth whilst he sowed some crops in their vicinity, they'll become awesome. If they increase that percentage of growth, 1/200. Mishnah Vav. Ho'anos, person who forcibly takes over someone's field. Just a thief, a robber. She'ezora zakerem, and he starts sowing produce in that vineyard, which of course is kalim, but it wasn't his. He took it over. He stole it. V'yotze milfanav, and then afterwards the vineyard left him. It went back to its owners. Now the owner's got a vineyard. He's got it back again with kalim, with crops that are sown in it. The kerem is mutter. Because the garum, the vineyard, will be mutter, because a person cannot be mekadesh something, cannot make osa something that's not his. Therefore, that person who stole his field started to do it. He started to sow crops there. He can't make the field osa. But once the owner, the rightful owner, gets back his field and he sees the kalim there, he has to immediately start to take it out. Because he shouldn't be seen as keeping, as maintaining kaloim in his vineyard. Koitzroi afilo b'moed, says the Mishnah, he's allowed to harvest that tvua, that produce, that's kaloim, even if it's chalamoed. Even though normally you can only do work in chalamoed if it's a davar avod, something you'd lose money from. Nevertheless, the chachamim were absolutely emphatic that he can harvest, take away that produce because of marasa ayin, because people start to say, oh look, the fellow's keeping kaloim in his vineyard. Ad kamahu nosen lapoelim, says the Mishnah, how much is he expected or required to pay workers to harvest it in order to make sure that he gets it done as soon as possible? Atshlish, says the Mishnah, even if he has to hire workers a third more than the normal rate, he has to do it. Or some say there's two parush, another parush is until he has to hire workers, even if it'll be at a cost of a third of the value of the fruits. Yes, and we can, but if they demand anything more than that, he's not required to spend more than that on workers. He can simply, he can harvest it at his own rate and just keep on going and harvesting it as slow as, even if the result of that, it'll stretch and take him longer than the whole Chol Moed, and after Yom Tov, he'll have to continue doing it. Why? Even though it'll take him a long time to do it, but as long as he's occupied in getting rid of the kalim and trying to harvest it, and people see that, everyone sees that he's not trying to maintain it, there's no marasayin here. There's no suspicion that he's maintaining kalim in his vineyard. Me'emasahu nikra anas, says the Mishnah, from what point, at what point of time will the vineyard be called or owned by the anas, by the person who stole it or took it over by force, so that he will make it also if he says claim that? Misha Yishka. Once it's been forgotten, once it's already been so much entrenched as this field that is now known by this fellow who took it over, that no one even knows who originally owned it, that is that from that point on it's considered part of the anos, part of the that robber's field, it becomes his, and if he sows crops in it, he'll be mekadosh everything. That's how most Mefarshim learn the Mishnah. There's a different pshat that the Gro has on this Mishnah.